Tell me a little bit about James Doohan. Not the one that we saw on television, the Scotty, but the real person. What was he like behind the scenes?
Jimmy had a love for life and for everything that comes with that. Enjoyed the convention scene because, you know, he certainly enjoyed the fans coming up to him and telling him what a tremendous effect that he had had on their lives. He constantly heard from people that they had gone into engineering because of his character on Star Trek. In fact, he got an honorary degree in engineering at the Milwaukee School of Engineering when half the students that were polled there said that they went into engineering because of his role on Star Trek.
I used to try to imitate him in school all the time. I would do my Captain, I'm giving it all she's got. And I just loved it. I could not get enough of that program. He was one of my favorite characters, the way he portrayed himself, the way he carried himself. Didn't he lose a middle finger in battle?
That was during the Second World War. I think he was with the Royal Canadian Artillery. In fact, I think he wore his patch on his jacket at the 25th anniversary event at the Smithsonian. When everybody was in suit and tie, and he was wearing his Canadian Royal Artillery badge. Still very proud of that. I think that was on D-Day. He lost that finger and took several other bullets.
There was something very mystical about this program and about this original group, the way they seemed, at least during the television shows, to band together. There was a camaraderie there, and you don't find that a lot. And I could feel it. I could feel it as a kid watching this program, and I'm sure a lot of other people could too, Richard.
Well, I think it was the first science fiction series with a continuing cast that didn't every week have a completely different cast. And they were cast personally by Gene, who used to say that if he had any strength at all, it was in casting. And they really did, you know, work extremely well together as a group. And despite, you know, the people looking back and saying, you know, oh, what a terrible experience it was, at the time, they all worked together very well. And you can see that in the blooper reels, if you watch those from the original series. They obviously were having a good time.
And they all fit their parts so well.
Oh, yeah, yeah. If you look at Star Trek The Next Generation, Gene did the same thing there. He very, very carefully cast all of those characters, and they became a family as well.
His death today also really points out again the frailty of all of us and how age catches all of us. You know, I was 16 years old when this all started, and I'm not 16 anymore, Richard. It goes by fast, doesn't it?
None of us are, no.
And, you know, I still see Shatner on some of these television commercials, and we'll probably get him on the program in the not-too-distant future just to talk about Star Trek. But it does go by so fast.
Oh, yeah. You know, Jimmy was one of the very first to start doing the conventions back in the early 70s, and I believe I met him at the second New York Star Trek convention in 1973. I don't think he was at the first one. And that began this friendship that, you know, went on for 30 years. The last time I saw him was when he got his star on Hollywood Boulevard just a little under a year ago. And it was, you know, it was hard because he was very frail. He was in a wheelchair. He was having difficulty with his speech. And he obviously wasn't, you know, remembering everybody. I was, you know, unsure as to whether he had remembered me. We'd had dinner in Seattle a year before that. And at one point he was sort of looking at me as though he didn't know who I was, and later came over almost in tears and apologized for, you know, not remembering my name, which, you know, was difficult. But I've been through that with my own grandfather. And, you know, it's hard to see your hero's age.
You know, it really is. When I saw the story today and said, my gosh, he's 85 years
yeah.
old. We still remember them because we see them in all these reruns and these older programs and on DVDs now.
Right.
And they don't age. I mean, they go on forever. And when you think of them as 85 years old, it's kind of shocking for a while.
Well, that's almost the age my grandfather was, and I, you know, certainly thought of him as being quite elderly when he passed. But Jimmy was so full of life, it was so difficult to see him, you know, at the end there as he was getting thinner and was losing his energy. He was the one who really kept the fans going at the conventions and would sit and sign autographs for free for hours on end. And, you know, would have to go up and change his shirt and come back down and keep going. And he, you know, he certainly enjoyed his drink. That was certainly no secret. And he could, you know, easily get through a fifth actually it was a pint, at most signings, although I think he might have started on a second at some of them. A friend of mine, Scott Evans, and I went up to his place up in the valley when he was living up in, I think it was North Hollywood.
Yeah.
We went up there to get him, I think, to sign some things. It was about 10 o'clock in the morning, and he was sitting in a trailer in the driveway, and he wasn't in the house. They were having some work done in the house. And he invited us into the trailer, and we sat down, and he offered us some whiskey. And we said, a little early. Can you, like, mix some Coke with it? And he said, what, and ruin it?